What is up, you guys? I hope everybody's doing great. I am so glad to be back on this podcast. And for today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about a topic that I read on the Holy Bible app. If you don't have it, you can download it on, I believe it's in the App Store and Google Play as well, but I have it on the App Store, so go ahead and check that out. It's really awesome for like daily inspirationals. It's also a Bible app, so you can read the Bible. It allows you to highlight, make notes, comments, so it's really convenient for those of you who want to study the Bible. They also have really great, it's called Reading Plans. And what it is it's a devotional that kind of talks about a certain topic, and then there's scripture to back it up, or multiple scriptures to read. And there was a specific one that I was reading. It's called Joy Over Stress, and it was just really good. I read the first 2 days, and I was like, I have to talk about this on my podcast. I thought it'd be really encouraging for somebody else. I found it really encouraging. And so yeah, the first day, the devotional talks about the difference between joy and happiness. And I think as people, we get it confused. And it was just talking about how happiness is temporary. It's temporary reliefs from our mounting stress. And I had to think about it, and I was like, wow. That is so true, because I can't even tell you how many times, you know, I try to find a relief, a temporary relief from temporary feelings of stress. You know, for me, it's traveling, or, you know, sometimes for people, it may be food, comfort foods, or just things that take away the stress temporarily. Maybe alcohol for you, maybe marijuana, whatever it is for you, it's temporary. And then it goes on to talk about, let's see, what does it say? I'm reading off of it right now. Okay, so it says, both the Bible and positive psychology agree. Escaping our stress by chasing happiness is actually the recipe for even greater stress. And I was like, wow, like, of course, because we're running from the problem instead of solving it, instead of finding solutions, instead of fixing it. So, what else is it? It says, joy is the internal satisfaction we feel when we pursue well-being and success, even through great difficulty. So that last part is so important. Even through great difficulty, that's when joy comes, and we can keep our internal satisfaction through the storm and through bad times and through our lows in life. So I just had to think about this, and I'm like, man, like, I need joy. Not happiness, because happiness is only temporary, but joy is what's going to keep me going through the bad times. So I'm kind of just going off the head with this. Didn't really write notes or anything, so I just kind of wanted to talk about it, just as it flows, I guess. Let me see. Okay, so it talks about how Jesus had fullness of joy, and how he wanted that for his disciples during his time here on earth. And I think that's something that we should all strive for, is the fullness of joy, instead of running to these temporary satisfactions, because I think we can all agree that once that temporary joy fades, or that temporary happiness, fades, the problem is still there because we haven't got to the root of the problem. And it's a lack of joy. So I'm like, how can we get to that point where we find that joy? And the only way to get through the stressful times, through the hard times, is to find Jesus, because he is that joy that we need. So I feel like taking the time to just sit and talk with him and tell him our fears and tell him our struggles, that's what's going to really get us to a place of joy, because he's the only one that can fix it. Not weed, not drugs, not sex, not money. None of these things bring real joy. In fact, I think we can agree that they bring more problems than anything. So yeah, I think it's just important to get to the root of the problem. And then another thing on the app was the second day of the reading plan, and the title is A Daily Choice for Joy, and it talks about a study done by a guy named Sean Anker in Ariana Huffington, and it said that they found that listening to just 3 minutes of bad news in the morning can make you 27% more likely to report having a bad day 6 to 8 hours later. And I'm like, yeah, that's definitely me, because I don't know, something about listening to the news a lot, it definitely can bring you down. Like, so that's why I think we have to make daily choices to remove anything that's toxic or harmful to our mental state, and include things that, you know, are helpful and uplifting and bring us joy. I believe there is a verse in the Bible where Jesus tells us to pursue peace. So just, I found that listening to the news less, I don't even really watch the news, to be honest, unless I'm on Yahoo and I'm like reading an article, and I've definitely been so much happier. So yeah, with that being said, let me see. Oh yeah, so along with that article, it said that because stress is so readily available today, we must make joy a discipline. And that was new for me, because I'm like, make joy a discipline. And it just talks about how joy is something that must be cultivated, and it's not already automatically that we have that. So I found that so true. Just taking time to really do what makes us happy and removing stressors from our life is so important. And then going back to the news thing, one thing I wanted to talk about also is not running from things that we should deal with, and how me watching the news, you know, it would make me kind of like, it depresses me a little bit, because it's like so much negative information taken in at once. But one thing that I wrote down in my notes was that news is just a transfer of information. So I have a choice to let that make my mood better, or not make my mood better, but I have a choice to, if I decide to let that bring my mood down or not. So I have to remember that's just a transfer of information. That's all it is. Nothing deeper than that. And then another thing that I wrote down in my notes was just talking about fear. I feel like I'm kind of all over the place with this, so please bear with me. So yeah, just reading these reading plans in the Bible app, I don't know, it just came to me how kids, when they're young, you know, they're afraid of monsters, you know. And with this being said, I was just going on the topic of how fear is sometimes an illusion to us. Like, some of the things we're fearful of really don't even exist, you know, or they're not even likely to happen. And then, you know, as kids grow older, that fear disappears. The fear is conquered with what? With truth. So that's why getting the Bible is so important, because it eliminates pretty much all the fears that we have in life and reveals the truth. So I just think it's so important to read the Bible as well, to get that truth, to conquer these fears and anxieties and everything that we deal with in life, because the Bible is really a blueprint for our life. The more we read it, the more easier it is to make decisions, the more easy it is to conquer things like fear and anxiety, depression, stress, sins, and just different things we deal with as people. So that's pretty much it for that. One of the ways I've been changing certain things in my life to add more joy is I actually got up early today, I think around 8, and I took my yoga mat in my backyard, and I just stretched, I just, you know, did breathing, slow breathing, and I was just in the moment. I cannot tell you how amazing it feels to just be in nature, and to just be in the moment, and not to worry about things around or things going on around me. It just felt so relaxing, and I think I'm definitely going to add that into my routine. I won't say I'll do it daily, but I don't know. So yeah, I just encourage you guys to do little things like that, like just sitting and just being for a moment. Definitely being out in nature is so calming to me. Other things I do is, while I'm sleeping, I might, you know, turn on YouTube and I'll listen to rain. I don't know if there's anybody out there that likes listening to rain, but it's so peaceful to me, and just adding it to my sleeping, my nighttime routine just is so peaceful. And then I'll also put on Bible scriptures from Psalms and God's promises to us, and that's also very peaceful while I'm sleeping, and it just gives me good sleep. So just take a time throughout your day to just add something that's going to bring you peace. With everything going on, I think everybody can use a refresher and just time of just refreshing our mind, our body, our spirit. So I just hope that this episode wasn't too long, wasn't too all over the place, but I wanted to get that out there. Thank you guys for listening. Anybody listening, I appreciate it so much, and I hope this helped you. You can connect with me on Instagram. It's JasmineMarie_, JazmineMarie_. And I would love to talk to you guys, get to know you guys, get to know about you guys, and just connect. Once again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys the next episode.